This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is plenty more convention coverage on our new pop-up podcast that Andrea is running. It's called Politics Inside Out, all about that gap between insiders and outsiders in politics and in this economy. Subscribe wherever you choose, actually, or at marketplace.org/inside out. All right, so now on to the Republican Party platform, a non-binding but symbolically important representation of the ideals and objectives of any given political party, which is why it was a bit of a surprise to see Republicans calling for the reinstatement of the Glass-Steagall Act in their big political grand plan, capital B, capital P, capital G, capital P again. Republicans are more typically associated with deregulation, for one, and also Glass-Steagall is a Depression-era banking regulation that was a big part of Bernie Sanders' campaign and also is part of draft versions of the Democratic Party platform. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reminds us why, after all these years, Glass-Steagall is still a hot topic.
Glass-Steagall just keeps coming up, so much so that one Marketplace staffer actually gave another a small glass seagull, the bird, as a sort of gag gift. Because, well, that's the kind of humor we have around here. Glass-Steagall, the regulation, not the bird, was passed after the stock market crash of 1929. Jim Barth is a finance professor at Auburn University.
It was thought that banks should stick basically to their traditional activities, taking in deposits and making loans to businesses or individuals, and stay away from the stock market.
It created this firewall between commercial and investment banking.
And a lot of people feel that that was a solid thing to have. It limited the amount of risk that these entities on either side of the fence could take on.
Doug Branson is a law professor at the University of Pittsburgh. Glass-Steagall was basically undone under President Bill Clinton in 1999. And so, for many, calls to reinstate Glass-Steagall represent efforts to make banks simpler, smaller.
It's a return through rose-colored lenses to a simpler, happier time.
Donald Lamson is of counsel at the law firm Squire Patton Boggs. He argues that banks having these different businesses and diverse revenue streams can actually be a good thing. Aaron Klein is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
When you actually look at the prescriptive policies containing Glass-Steagall, they don't really make sense in a modern era.
Klein says Glass-Steagall wouldn't have prevented the recent financial crisis. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.